That isn't just the sound of the all-new 2016 Mercedes-Benz GLC being put through its paces. It's the sound of innovation. The innovation behind one of the most advanced SUVs on the road today. With multiple driving modes, a suite of intelligent drive systems, and a technology-filled cabin that sets new standards in modern luxury. This is what innovation sounds like. Now, discover what it feels like in a 2016 Mercedes-Benz GLC.
Some equipment described as optional.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm Jaden Sterling, international best-selling author of the award-winning book, The Alchemy of True Success. And welcome to Soul to Profit Radio, where my guests and I share tips and strategies to help you, the enlightened entrepreneur, take your business to the next level. So make sure you grab paper and pen to write down these amazing tips and strategies that we're going to share with you to help you fill your soul and your wallet. Let's get started. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Soul to Profit Radio. I am your host, Jaden Sterling. I'm so happy to be here with you today. Thank you so much for dialing in from all over the world and connecting in with your energies. I appreciate you. I value you. And thank you for your emails, too. You know, I love hearing from you guys and hearing what works for you and what changes you're making in your life from listening to this podcast. So thank you for that. Keep them coming. I so appreciate you. This past weekend, we had two incredible souls who graduated with honors from the Earth School and made their transition to the spiritual realm. They are Dr. Masaru Emoto, who pioneered groundbreaking work through messages of water, and Dolores Cannon in her many books, including the Convoluted Universe series. Both of you continue to have a profound impact on me, my beliefs, and my work. Bless you. May you continue your research and share your findings with us. Also, this past weekend was my Wealth Mastery Level 3 class here in the mountains of beautiful Invermere, British Columbia. We had like-minded people coming together who worked through a year-long course curriculum with me, and each person discovered their purpose and created 12 income streams to experience an abundant life. I am honored, deeply honored, to work with such an amazing and talented group. Thank you all who are listening to the show and who showed up and brought your enthusiasm and passion for making changes in your life. It was really just an incredible 4 days together. And I'm also pleased to announce my next Level 1 course, which is November 7th through the 9th. As of last week, I didn't have any openings, and this week I do. I have a spot open, as I recently had a cancellation. So if any of you are interested in changing your relationship with money and yourself, please contact me right away, because as we know, wealth mastery is self-mastery. And in order to master self, we have to, you know, go through what, figure out what's holding us back, and then get through that. And that's the only way to overcome any kind of obstacles or make any changes in your life, is to simply walk through the things that keep holding you back. And that's what I do. I create an environment for you that is safe, that is comfortable, in order for you to get uncomfortable. That's the truth. We get you out of your comfort zone, and you're going to learn about yourself, you know, how much you truly are capable of. And we're going to help you get past any of those blockages that you have around living an abundant life and heal any of those money wounds that keep showing up for you in your life through your money stories. We get right through those things, and then basically you are literally so ready to do whatever you're here to do, because reality is we all have a distinct purpose within us, and it's that purpose that really does want to come out and see the light of day. And I am very passionate about my purpose. My purpose is to help a million people around the world discover their purpose and live an abundant life. So I will keep showing up every single day until I've accomplished my purpose, and then maybe I get to go also to the spiritual realm and be with our friends over there. So Yeah, exciting, exciting times. You know, there's so much energy that's being created right now. You probably feel it. People, you know, are feeling like they're this craziness going on around them. I'm getting emails from people, and a lot of people are being affected by this time that's taking place. The good news is it really is enough to make you lose your mind, which is perfect because we need to get out of our conscious thinking mind and come to our senses, which is exactly what activates the subconscious mind, which is, in fact, your inner genie. You know, if you struggle to manifest in your life, if you struggle with relationships, if you struggle within yourself, it's because your subconscious mind and your conscious mind are not in alignment. We've got to tune into the subconscious and get the conscious mind on the same page. That's the goal. That's the goal, my friends, because when you've got your conscious thinking mind working in tandem with the subconscious, the reality is there isn't anything you can't be, do, or have. And that's the topic of today's show. And, you know, I can sum up the journey to your subconscious in a few simple words. It's really a process of losing your mind and coming to your senses. And I mentioned that in my level 3 class this weekend, and a couple people said, hey, that would be a great T-shirt. Lose your mind and come to your senses. And it's so true. And I'm referring to your sense of self, which is pure awareness. You have a lot. You have to get out of your conscious thinking mind and drop down into your body. And the interesting thing is, that process right now, because of a solar eclipse that is taking place tomorrow, there's a solar eclipse happening at 5:37 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That's New York time. So figure out if you're Mountain Standard Time, that would be 3:37 p.m. If you are Pacific, that would be 2:37 p.m. So there's something very interesting happening with the solar eclipse and the solar flares taking place. And it's interesting because it's coming off the heels from October the 8th, we had a lunar eclipse. And these two coming into alignment in such a short period of time are creating an opening for all of you to do a few things. And I've been reading a lot about this, and everything I've been reading I can basically sum up for you very simply, and that is right now you have the time and the energy. You're being given an extra, it's like you got a little turbo booster pack on you, and it's giving you the energy to release any negativity from your life and purge from your life what isn't working. So you've got this window of opportunity coming up tomorrow, again, 5:37 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Now, the effects of this are going to be felt 3 hours prior to the solar eclipse and 3 hours after. So this is significant. You have approximately a six-hour window during the day tomorrow. I mean, this is remarkable because it's not happening in the middle of the night. You know, it's happening during the day for you to think deeply about what it is you want to co-create with the universe. And I'm talking your most sacred inner goals. This is the perfect time for you to access your subconscious. Perfect time, folks. So I'm going to share with you how to do that. Why is it important to access the subconscious? Well, it's important because your subconscious mind directs 95% of your behaviors. So think of it as a computer program that's playing in the background that you don't even see on the screen. You know, a lot of what happens with the data on the computer that creates programs is going on behind the scenes. You don't see it. And that is really what happens for us. We have this program that goes on behind the scenes for us that we don't fully understand, yet it affects 95, folks, you heard it right. I said 95% of your behaviors. Now, that is all directed from your subconscious mind. And the subconscious gets programmed at a young age. It's basically from birth until about 7 years old are the formative years that your subconscious mind gets programmed. Now, those are the years that you're being raised and raised by your parents, some kind of family unit. You're relying on others to provide for your basic survival. And you're also like a sponge. I mean, you know, you think of any child, they're a sponge. You may think they're not listening to you, but guess what? They are. They're picking up on every single thing that you're saying. They're picking up on your tonality. They're picking up on, you know, what you say about money, what you say about life, how you express yourself. They're picking up on all that. I mean, you parents out there, you know what I'm talking about. And the reality is that you too, as a child at a young age, were picking up on everything around you as well. And that is the programming that takes place within your mind. We program at a very young age how we're going to be, do, and feel about our life. And it's going to affect all of us. And you probably know the effects that it's had on you. If you've ever wondered why you respond a certain way to someone who's pushed your buttons, or, you know, if you've ever wondered why you have automatic behaviors, that's because your subconscious mind is programmed the way it is. So it's a very purposeful programming too, because we don't want to have to learn every day how to tie our shoes or brush our teeth or drive a car. You know, this is helpful too, because it can help you walk through your daily life without having to remember every single morning to be conscious of tying your shoes and, okay, consciously of driving a car, because the conscious thought process utilizing the brain takes a lot of energy. And that energy is taken away from other functions within the body. So that is why the subconscious mind is basically running the show. Now, what we need to do is figure out sort of like a way to get your inner technology, to get your inner technology operating the most functional and efficiently for you. I mean, isn't that it, right? Isn't that the reality? It's like, well, how do I figure out how to have what I want in my life? And I hear that from a lot of people, you know. It's like, oh, I'm struggling and I'm having difficulty manifesting things in my life, and I don't know why. And, well, folks, if you've ever felt that way, this is why, because there is a disconnect between your conscious thinking mind and your subconscious mind. And the disconnect exists for most people because they've never even met their subconscious mind. They've never even had a conversation with the subconscious mind. So today we're going to do that. How fun is that? You're going to speak directly to your subconscious mind. And it's easy. The subconscious is so simple to work with. That's the beauty of this. All you need to do is be very direct and affirmative in your communication with the subconscious. I'll say that again. All you need to do is be direct and affirmative. So I'll give you an example. If you want your subconscious mind to help you discover new opportunities in your life or help you move a project forward, all you have to do is say to your subconscious what you desire to experience. And this is where we get the conscious thinking mind and the subconscious mind on the same page. This is how it works. And you've probably done this in your own life, and you've done this. The easiest example I can give is, have you ever, and think about this, have you ever made up your mind that you wanted to buy a certain make and model of car? And then when you come to the the knowingness that you wanted to buy a certain make and model of car, did you then notice that you started to see that make and model of car everywhere? Like everywhere, you know, everywhere you looked, it was either next to you or behind you or in front of you, or maybe your head was turned, you know, and you looked in a parking lot and there you saw this car parked. Well, the reality was that car was always all around you. It's just you told your subconscious mind by your clear command of knowing you were going to buy that car, you told your subconscious mind to show you more cars like it. And that's what we do, folks. When we work with our subconscious, we tell it to show us more things like it. Now, here's a little trick and secret. The subconscious mind only responds to images. So I'll give you another example. You might say, in order to get your, you know, subconscious mind on the same page as your conscious thinking mind, you might say, and you know, you can repeat this, write this down, whatever you like. You might say something like this: my subconscious mind is my partner for success. So that simple sentence, my subconscious mind is my partner for success. Now you got to say it out loud so you can, your voice, you know, the subconscious response to your voice. That's why we say our affirmations out loud. And notice it's in the present. Is. Because the subconscious mind works only in the now. It's the conscious thinking mind that deals with the past, the present, and the future. That's the conscious thinking mind. If you're thinking about something of the past, you're directly in the conscious thinking mind. Or the future, any future event is the conscious mind. You're not at all tuned in to the subconscious, which is your inner genie. The subconscious makes miracles happen for you. It'll create and bend your reality any way that you desire. Your job is to figure out what you desire. That's all the work you have to do in life, is figure out what do you desire. And then you put your subconscious to work. Then you partner with your subconscious and say it. Something as simple as, my subconscious mind is my partner for success. And then the next step is create an image in your mind's eye of what success means to you. So some of you, success might mean to have more time freedom with your children, spend more time with your kids. Great. Show your subconscious mind pictures, images in your mind's eye of your children, you spending time with your children. Success might mean to you travel around the world. Fantastic. Show your subconscious mind pictures in your mind's eye of world travel, of you traveling around the world. Now, some people ask, well, is it enough to have pictures clipped of, you know, of places around the world? Sure, that's helpful for sure, because it's still responding to that stimulus of what you're bringing in through your vision. Yet more powerfully is in your imagination. And everyone can imagine. That's easy to do. Every single person can imagine something in their mind's eye. So you create that in your imagination, and then you allow for that to be absorbed by the subconscious. Now, the subconscious, interestingly enough, is all about your senses, your seeing, hearing, feeling. Feeling within your body is one of the biggest ways that the subconscious responds to. So the key is to move your body. You know, you can't just sit and think about this stuff. That's entirely different. Remember, get out of your mind and find your senses. You've got to lose your mind. Lose it. Forget about it. Your conscious thinking mind. We need to bypass the conscious thinking mind. One way to do that very easily is to move the body. Stretch. Breathe. Take a walk. Take a run. Bike. Smile. Smiling, put a smile on your face that engages your body. Loosen up. You know, the activity that you're doing will occupy the conscious thinking mind so you can connect directly in with the subconscious. Another way is to be childlike. Get curious about your environment and what you can experience in life. And also, the key with all this, folks, is you got to love yourself freely and unconditionally. You know, if you're constantly beating yourself up or judging yourself, you are right in the conscious mind and you're programming the subconscious because feelings get attached to that kind of behavior. You know, if you're not speaking kindly about yourself or if you jokingly put yourself down, feelings get attached to that kind of thing, and it's no joke. You know, you're not a joke. Got to know that. You're an incredible divine being with a tremendous purpose. That's why you're here on this earth for this experience. So the key is to enjoy the experience as much as you possibly can along the way, right? And how do you do that is, well, you start to prove to yourself that you can have whatever it is that you desire and start with small things. Start programming your subconscious mind by telling it to look for certain things, like, for instance, maybe a friend calling you out of the blue. Or maybe you desire to have a good hair day, and you're going to tell your subconscious, you know, today is when you wake up, right when you wake up today is the best hair day ever. It's true. It works. I'm telling you. Or you can tell your subconscious, you know, today I flow in the infinite possibilities. So you're telling your subconscious with that, and then in your mind's eye, see what those infinite possibilities could potentially be. If you don't know, then just picture white light. That's all I do. I picture white light, and to me, that represents the universe, creation, and all that is. And then wait to see what comes to you. You know, you might be inspired to write an article. You might be inspired to reach out and do some networking. You might be inspired to connect with an old friend. You know, really see what comes to you and trust it. And then when you start to work with, you know, when you start to partner with the subconscious, because this is you partnering with the subconscious, first thing is we got to connect with it. Again, by, if I had any steps to give you, these would be them. You connect with it through affirmative statements in the present. Affirmative statements in the present. So the example was, my subconscious mind is my partner for success. As I say that, I then show it images, because the subconscious mind works with images. I show it images of what success represents to me and what that can look like. And if you're not sure of what images to show your subconscious, show it the divine white light. Just show it white light, because that is all that is. And we tune into the energy of all that is, then we are truly in the power where anything is possible. And then once you've done that little programming exercise in the morning, then move your body. You have to get into your senses, in your seeing, feeling, hearing, tasting, knowing, into your senses, into your body. Remember, out of the mind. Get out of your mind. The mind is not helping you create a life that you desire. It's a subconscious. Because unknowingly to you, up until this very moment, your subconscious, now you know, your subconscious is running the show. You cannot think your way through every single thing every single day. You just can't. Our brains don't have that much power, and frankly, you don't need to. You just need to create good habits that are assisting you to create that which you desire. A good habit is speaking kindly and loving to yourself. A good habit is waking up every single morning and tuning into the energies of the universe and saying, what do you have for me today, universe? That's a good habit. Show me the possibilities. You know, that someone brought up this weekend through level three, it's that saying from Jerry Maguire, show me the money. Perfect. Say that. Show me the money, universe. Or show me the love. Or show me the joy. Show me my passion. You see what we're doing here? We're starting to awaken the subconscious, and we're starting to directly influence it once again, because, folks, you can easily reprogram it. It's even easier than creating new neural pathways within the brain. It's a much simpler process because it happens, boom, bam, instantaneously. It happens in the now. In the now. That's what the subconscious works with. It has nothing to do with the past or future. If you're in any kind of worry about past or future, you're in your conscious thinking mind. Get out of your mind into your senses. And then what you'll start to see is new things will come to you, a new idea, a new friend, a new experience, a new opportunity, you know, whatever. New things are going to start to come to you. And because that is the fun part, because variety is truly the spice of life. Variety is truly the language, too, of the subconscious, right? It's programmed. The subconscious gets programmed through repetitive beliefs, repetitive patterns that need to be, bam, they need to be broken, they need to be turned upside down, and they need to be looked at differently, because now is the opportunity. Tomorrow is the solar eclipse, again, at 5:37 p.m. Eastern Standard Time? Yes, 5:37 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You have a three-hour window prior to the eclipse and 3 hours after. The beauty of this happening is it's during the day. It's not even in the middle of the night. So you get to really maximize this during this time. Let go of any negativity in your life. Release any fears that you have. It's time for you to show up, to play big, and to live your life as if this is the last one. We know it's not, but why not choose to live it that way? Show up. Be present. You have this opportunity, folks. This is the time right now, tomorrow, to do this. I mean, start it today, of course, because we only have the present moment. But you'll know you can plan a little bit for this, and then start dreaming. Start dreaming big. This is not the time for little, I've got this little dream thing. No, forget the little stuff. Dream big during this time, and then watch the universe deliver. Just watch it happen. And then call me up and say, it worked. Of course it did. Of course it did, because it does work once we know how to work it. Right? It works if you work it. This is the energy that's being given to you by the universe for free. You don't have to go out and buy this stuff anywhere. It's all around you. It's inside of you. It's moving through you. It's there for you. Use it to your fullest ability. Step into who you are. Get your subconscious on the same page as your conscious thinking mind. All you do is say affirmative statements in the present moment. That's how you do it. It's so simple. And then show it images in your mind's eye. Okay? That's what you need to do. Then, voila, you've tapped your inner genie. You can literally be, do, and have anything that you want. This is not difficult. No reason to overcomplicate it. If you're complicating it, it's because you're in your conscious thinking mind saying it's difficult. It's not. This is easy. Push the easy button. Where's my easy button? It's not in my office. I don't know where it is. Push the easy button and step into this energy. This is it. This is it. Awesome. Next week's show, I have America's number one psychic, a gal who I have grown very fond of and absolutely adore, Michelle White Dove. She's back on my show live. It'll be an hour-long show. Make sure you call in and get a reading with her. It's free. She's amazing. I mean, she'll blow your mind. She was just on, she's all over the world on these TV shows, whatever. She's awesome. So she'll be back with us. Again, she won that Psychic Challenge America. She's America's number one psychic. She's fantastic. You'll love her. And so this week, use this energy tomorrow. Use this energy. It's already starting. You can feel it. You know, where we live in this beautiful town, Invermere, in British Columbia, it's so windy right now, and I'm not surprised, because it's the winds of change. That's what's coming. The winds of change. I also saw where a hurricane was headed to the east coast of Canada, like 60 to 100 mile per hour winds. Again, the winds of change are coming, and they are upon us. They are taking out the old, and they're bringing in the new. And, folks, it is up to each and every one of you to decide what that can look like for you. So dream big during this next 24-hour period or 36 hours. Next 36 hours, dream big. Write your intentions. Make a list. Just write them on, go with your free-flow writing. Don't think about it. Just write it. feel it within your body, what feels right to you, those are the things that you'll manifest the fastest. That's the beauty of working with the subconscious. When you get down into the body, into the feelings and the senses, you'll bring to you whatever it is that you desire so much more quickly. Keep your emails coming. Thank you for all the support you give me. I appreciate you all. I hope you have a fantastic week. Again, tune in next week. I'll be on live with Michelle White Dove, and I look forward to hearing from all of you. You'll want to call in early to that show next week. Callers, but we won't be able to take everyone, so please make sure you call in early. Have a fantastic week, and remember, do those things that fill your soul and your wallet. Take care, everyone. Bye-bye.
When you don't go to Geico.com, car insurance can be confusing. Like Swedish techno confusing.
Bark, bark, meow, meow. Dance with me, purple cow. Bark, bark, meow, meow. Ooh, you lovely cow.
Geico makes it easy. With 24/7 access, all you have to do is go to Geico.com and you could save money on car insurance. It just makes sense. Unlike, you know.
Dance with me, purple cow. I like your moves.
Dear pesky blackheads, you disgust me. You're ugly, dirty, and just plain nasty. Enough is enough. Meet my Biore Deep Cleansing Charcoal Pore Strip. This drip, with natural charcoal, will pluck you out. Oil too. Sayonara, blackheads. See ya on the Biore Strip side. Sincerely, finally clean pores. Love charcoal? Also try Biore Baking Soda Cleansing Scrub for an exfoliating deep clean. Biore, free your pores.